everybody. Hi. I know, he flew me in all the way from Gilbert, just like Higley and Elliot, like right there. So it's fine. But yeah, so some of you guys, when Josh said, I'm not teaching today, you were like, what? Hello? What? I'm going to leave right now. Are the doors open? But I promise that it'll be good. So, like you said, my name is Danielle, and I live here in Gilbert. And didn't always live in Gilbert, though. I used to live in Colorado. Anybody ever been to Colorado? Hello, those are my peeps. What's up? But yeah, I used to live in Colorado. I lived there my whole life. I went to school there. And something that's kind of weird about me is I love Starbucks. Like, I go there every day. Anybody else? Okay, but hold on. Here's the thing. I hate coffee, okay? Like, hate it. Like, I don't like the taste of it. I only get chai. Yes, she's got me. So sometimes I go in there and they're like, oh, hey, again. And they always have this, like, good first impression of me because they know what I want and whatever. But have you guys ever liked a boy? Okay, let me talk to my ladies. You guys ever liked a guy before? Like, hey. So one time I liked this guy, okay? And really liked him. And I was living in Colorado and he was there in Arizona. And I decided that I'd come and visit him and I'd come visit his family. And I really wanted to make a good first impression, okay? And so I thought it'd be a good idea. And you know when you like people and you just do really stupid things that you regret later? Okay, this is what I did. I showed up wearing a mustache. I'm not kidding. I'm not. I was like, hi, nice to meet you. It wasn't falling off. It was way cooler. I was like, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, instant regret. Sorry I did that. So here's a picture of me wearing that. That's from the day. It's not even a cool, like, curly mustache like this one. It was like a small little, like, I'm trying to grow a mustache. And that's the guy that I liked right there. His name was Josh. And he got a blonde mustache. I don't know why. But yeah, so it was kind of like so regretted that first impression. But turns out, if you want to go to the next picture, this is what ended up happening with the guy. Next picture. It's okay. This picture, we got married. Yay. I know. Thanks for clapping. I don't know. You don't have to clap. It's okay. But yeah, so he's really cute, and we ended up getting married. And then the picture before that was we ended up making fun of ourselves, well, mostly just me, that I was like, I made a terrible first impression with the mustaches. Okay, so I was trying to think of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, and I really wanted to talk about what you guys were talking about with the Matthew Sermon on the Mount. But I was thinking, how did Jesus make such a good first impression on all those people? Because there was literally like tons of people following him. And there was all these buddies that he was calling disciples that were basically hiking up this mountain with him. And then he was like, I'm going to teach all of you guys. I'm just going to sit down and teach you. So kind of like this. There was a big captive audience and he had some really good things to say. So if you have your Bible, we're going to go to Matthew 5. And Jesus does this thing where he talks through stories and metaphors. So let's kind of figure that out when we go into this. And so, if you follow me down here to verse 13, it says, Jesus is saying this. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. So, you are the salt of the earth? Okay. Kind of guessing that maybe you've heard that before. Or maybe this is the first time. But salt? Like, how am I supposed to make myself salt, right? I brought some salt for you guys here. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, Jesus is telling me to be this. I don't get it, right? And I think that when we think about salt, it's different than what Jesus meant. Because when back in that time, Jesus was like, salt is pretty great. Because it was used as currency. People were, like, trading it for money. And he was basically like, salt, here you go, salt. There you go. Sorry. You got salt in your Bible now. So salt of the earth. There you go. But basically, have you guys ever heard the word salary? Yeah, it's derived from the word salt because this stuff was like gold. People were trading it. People loved it. And they used it for things like preservatives, but also they used it in food. You know, you put salt on your food or your pancakes or, you know, whatever. You guys don't put salt on your pancakes? That's weird. Okay, but salt goes on food. Why? Why does salt go on food? To make it taste better, yeah. A chef once said that salt is put on food to make it taste more like it should, right? So let's read this again. Let's go up here. You are the salt of the earth. What if it was like, you are the flavor. You are that distinct, like, salty flavor. Like, everyone can kind of picture what that feels like on their tongue right now. Yeah, or on your pancakes. There's like a salty, like, distinct flavor. And so I wonder if Jesus is saying, you are the flavor of the earth. Like, you are the people that are going to make that first impression on other people. And, like, someone's going to go up to you and be like, there's something different about her. Like, there's something different about him. And there's like a flavor about them. It's not just like, oh, that person's like everyone else. Because you know Jesus, or you may know Jesus, there's a flavor about you. And there's a distinct thing about you. So, basically, it says, goes on to say, if we lose that flavor, we're useless. Like, what does it say? It says, you should be thrown out and trampled on by men. Like, kind of how I just threw that salt on you. Like, it's not important to me. This salt's not that important to me. But that's only when we lose our flavor, when that distinct flavor is lost. And I think it'd be so much easier if Jesus said, you are the sugar of the earth. Right? Like, but he doesn't say that, because sugar is, like, sweet, and, you know, you sugarcoat things. And, like, sometimes we have to be harsh. And sometimes we have to, like, say, I believe in this. And maybe some of your other friends don't. And you have to say, I'm that distinct flavor. I'm that person that's being the salt of the earth. Right? You guys with me? Okay. So let's go on. Verse 14. It says, you are the light of the world. So it's not salt. It's light. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Okay, let's think about the most popular city that I can think of, New York City, right? And you picture that at night, and it's all lit up, and it's so beautiful, and there's all those little lights. And that, you can't hide that. Like, I can't just, like, throw a sheet over it or anything. It cannot be hidden, because there's so many lights, right? And it reminds me of my favorite TV show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. It's on Sci-Fi Channel, which, I'm a nerd, it's okay. But it's called Total Blackout. You guys ever heard it? Yeah, he knows. So basically, on the show, these poor people go on the show, and they're contestants, and basically, they go into a completely black room, and they have to touch things, and, like, taste things, and smell things, and, like, put their face on things to, like, identify objects. But it's totally black. And so I wanted to show you guys a little clip about this, and thinking about the darkness versus light. So you want to cue that? Isn't that hilarious? Like, every time I laugh out loud. And so sometimes darkness is, like, really silly and fun like that, right? Like, gosh, that guy that literally was just screaming at, like, not afraid. Like, he's just screaming, and he's, like, a grown man. Or the guy that touched the pineapple was like, ah, it's a pineapple. Like, it's not scary. But we think, like, our mind, like, plays tricks on us when we're in the dark, right? Or, like, have you ever gotten dressed in the dark or, like, stumbled through, like, a dark movie theater? It's just harder, right? Like, and that I mean, we would be able to see that as a pineapple if it was light, but since there's darkness, we aren't able to see that. And I think that it speaks a lot about us because we're not called to live in darkness. Like, Jesus doesn't call us to live in darkness. And basically, like, think of it like this, is you're in a dark movie theater, like I said, and would it be easier to go through if it was light on or dark? Obviously light. And so I think that we have this fear of the unknown, like maybe I'm going to step on someone's popcorn or like, oops, someone's knee might be there or whatever. Like, we have this fear of the unknown. And maybe some of you guys are going into high school next year and like, that's terrifying, right? Because you don't know what it's going to be like. It's a fear of the unknown. It's like this danger, this dread, this worry, right? And so darkness can look like so many different things, but it always feels the same. It always feels scary. It always feels like you're not in control. Like the people that were walking on the planks thing, and the girl's like, eh. Like they told her that she was walking on a thing of mouse traps. So she's not in control. Like she's like, I'm going to step on one, it's awkward. So it always feels scary. It always feels like you're out of control. It always feels like this. It always feels like totally out of control. Kind of like if all of the lights were to go out right now, would you have any control? And stay with me on this. Stay with me on this. Darkness, no matter what, is always, it always feels like this. And maybe when you're sitting here right now, you're like, yeah, this is my life. Like, I have lots of secrets. Like, people don't really know the real me. Or like, I like it better in here because people don't see all my stuff, all the junk that I carry around with me. People don't have to know me. But darkness is not, just like I said, we're not supposed to live like this. And I think that darkness can be more than just silly. It can be broken families and broken promises and broken relationships. And no matter what, darkness always feels the same. Darkness always feels uncomfortable. It always feels scary. It always just feels like you don't have control. And sometimes when you feel that way, it's not the Lord. It's not Jesus. I don't know. It's basically you saying, I want to do it my own way. But Jesus says this. He says, I am the light of the world. And as long as I am in the world, as long as you are being that salt, that distinct flavor, Jesus is the light of the world. And he calls you to be the light. He doesn't say, hey, you're so great. Can you be a light? He says, I'm the light of the world. Be like me. Love like me. Do like me. And then you can have a light. Look it. I can illuminate so much more. There's so much more that I can see with this light. And do we like this better than the darkness? I do. So, I'm going to bring the lights back up. So if your first impression is salt and you have that distinct flavor, it's like, yeah, I know how to draw close to God, right? And if your first impression is light and the thing is going still, the light just can't get out, you know? It's so much light. But basically, like, if your first impression is salt, you're drawing close to the Lord. And if your first impression is light, you're being a guide to draw other people close to the Lord. And so I want to kind of end with this. And it's a story about one of my friends. And his name's Jeremiah. And he worked with my husband. And he was really great, really outgoing, super friendly. But something about him, I was just like, this guy, I don't know him. Because he, like, would be so in your face. Like, he'd be like, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Here's a Bible verse. And he would text me Bible verses every day. And, like, he loved Jesus, right? And at first I was like, it's okay. Like, I know Jesus. Thank you. And I was like, something in my own spirit, like, that's me. Like, that's not him. That was something in me. And he actually ended up passing away a couple months ago. And the cool part about that is there wasn't one single person at his funeral that was like, I wonder if he loved Jesus. I wonder, because he was that distinct flavor. He was that light. He was someone that was salt and light without being afraid. And everybody there knew he loved Jesus. Everybody there said, yes, he showed me Jesus. And if you can live a life like that, oh my gosh, go for it. You know, like, do it. And so I wonder if my first impression of Jeremiah was just so Jesus, and I knew that he was salt and he was light. I wonder if meeting any of you guys on the first time, if I would say that, or if people would even say that about me. Like, what would people say at your funeral? Would they say that you're salt and light? And if they didn't, maybe here's some practical ways that can change. Maybe there's somebody at your school that you always see that doesn't have any friends. He sits by himself. Go be that salt. Sit with them. Talk to them. What if there's somebody at your school that gets bullied all the time? Maybe you're getting bullied all the time. Be that light. Show that person who's bullying you Jesus. What about in your family, your friends, everything, your teachers, school? Oh my gosh. What if you were the light and the salt of your school? That'd be so cool, right? So just think about your first impressions. Think about the way that people interact with you and the way that you interact with them. And if you don't hear anything else today, hear this. Being salt means having that distinct flavor and drawing close to God. And being light is being that beacon and showing and guiding people to who God really is. So I have a little present for you guys. Yeah, I know, right? I love presents. And as you walk out, some of my friends that are leaders are going to be giving you these things. And it's a sticker. I know. You guys, I love stickers. Okay, and it's a mustache because mustaches are awesome. And they talk a lot about first impressions. And it says salt and light underneath it. So I want you guys, you can put this on your Bible. You can put it on your elbow. You can put it right here if it sticks, you know. But basically, just take one of these and put it somewhere, maybe on your mirror or somewhere that you'll see it, so you can be salt and light in your schools, in your families, whatever. So I'm going to pray for you guys, and thank you so much for listening. It was fun to talk for you guys, so thank you. Okay. You guys pray with me, bow your heads. Thanks. Jesus, thank you so much for the ways that you teach us and the ways that you show us your word and your life and the way that you want us to live. And God, I just pray that all my friends here and myself would just learn to be the salt and the light of the world, that we would have good first impressions on people, that we would be able to say, yeah, something's different about them. There's a distinct flavor. Or we could say, light, oh, they're guiding me to something better. So God, thank you for those truths. And I just pray that everyone has a blessed Sunday and that we are able to just come together and love you so well. I love you. Amen.